Donald, for weeks, Democratic leaders in Congress and the White House have been trying to negotiate another stimulus deal. Absent from those negotiations were Republicans in Congress. But today, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced his party will introduce its own version of a stimulus bill this week. Senator McConnell called the measure targeted. It's a significantly smaller stimulus package than what Democrats in the White House had proposed. It includes more money for the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses. It also extends $300 a week of unemployment bonuses for workers, and it allocates billions more for child care and education. We have reaction from both sides on today's announcement. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil joins us live from Washington with that. Joe?
Yeah, and it is significant that Senate Republicans are now sort of back in the stimulus game here. But this package is anywhere from $500 to $700 billion. That's well short of Democrats' $2.2 trillion proposal. It's also only about half of the White House's proposal. So if they want this bill to move forward, they're going to need Democrat support. And because their number is so much smaller, right now, they don't have it.
We think people are hurting, and Congress should do its job.
Senate Republicans will introduce their own version of a coronavirus stimulus bill, providing billions for small businesses, education, and unemployment, among other items.
We want to agree where a bipartisan agreement is possible, get more help out the door, and then keep arguing over the rest later.
Senator Mitch McConnell says the GOP's skinny bill is a much smaller, more targeted proposal than what Democrats support. McConnell's office says the bill provides $300 billion in new spending and redirects another $350 billion from money left over from previous stimulus bills.
We've been pushing them and pushing the other side, please. If we can find five or six things to agree on, let's just do it.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says if both parties can pass a skinny stimulus bill, it would help the economy recover.
Congress, you know, let's get a deal. Let's get a deal.
Well, this proposal isn't skinny, it's anemic. It's woefully inadequate to meet the needs of the country.
Democrat Senator Pat Leahy from Vermont says the Republican measure comes up short. Leahy says the Republican-led Senate should allow the HEROES Act, the $3 trillion Democrat proposal, to come up for debate.
What are they so afraid of? It's democracy. If they don't like the amendments to come up, vote them down.
What's the harm in passing a smaller version of this in the Senate?
Why are we going so small when the need is so big in our country?
Congressman Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, says the urgency of the moment demands a larger stimulus bill than what Senator McConnell outlined.
Pushing him to, you know, go as big as this country can do and wants to do is a good thing.
Now, just as important as what's in the bill is what's not in this bill. There's no money for those direct stimulus checks, no money for state and local governments, and no money for direct food and housing assistance. Again, part of Democrats' beef with it. There is, however, liability protection for businesses, which is something that Republicans from the beginning of these negotiations had made a priority. Reporting live tonight in Washington, D.C., Joe Khalil, News Nation.
Joe, thanks very much. So if there is a second round of stimulus checks, how would you use that money? Would you use it to pay rent, buy groceries, food? Would you use it to pay other bills? We'd like to hear from you. Get to our Facebook page. Leave us a comment or upload a video. You can also write us on NewsNationNow.com, and we'll share some of your feedback later tonight.